Great ticket text coming in. Name this movie. It feels like a movie. Discuss the inconceivable. Our baseball team roaring all the way back, the roar of 24 into the postseason. John, I just looked up some ticket prices for the game tonight.
Have they skyrocketed?
Yeah. I mean, and someone who was looking at it a couple weeks ago, when the Lions played the same day, you could have done the double dip. Yeah. You could get into Comerica Park for $8 on that Sunday.
Oh, yeah. We looked earlier in the weekend. I think it was like $32, $33.
I want you to just take a look. This is just from one reputable ticket site. Those are all triple-digit numbers. Look at behind home plate going for nearly $1,000.
Oh, I know.
A seat.
It's remarkable what, I mean, the difference in the excitement around this team in just a week's time. Like, I think, and some of it is, I think the magic number became one. And so the way that things will go tonight, they start at 6:40, and I believe the Twins don't play until 8:10.
Right.
So if the magic number was two, you won and the Twins lost, you wouldn't know until 11 o'clock.
Right.
Now the fact of the matter is you don't have to be scoreboard watching. And you want to be there for the moment.
I imagine the games will be packed all weekend because clearly if they don't clinch today, they could clinch Saturday.
Sure.
Or
Sunday.
You don't want it to go to that, but could. I wonder if it's changed anybody's weekend plans. Like Michigan and Michigan State both play home games on Saturday. And college football, you only get a handful of home games. And you tailgate all day and it becomes kind of a religion. I wonder if the Tigers have altered people's plans. That's the true Tiger test, by the way. Taking away football from people and making them the story.
It doesn't have to take away the game in East Lansing because that's not till night.
Game,
so you could do the ultimate sports day and go to Comerica, enjoy a Tigers win, then travel to East Lansing and watch the Buckeyes take on the Spartans. Like that would be awesome. You're going to have to decide, do you want to go to the Big House if you're a Michigan fan?
Right.
Or do you want to go to the Tigers game?
A game where they could clinch. Now, they may already have clinched, so maybe that plays into it. We'll get to the phones. Ticket text 248-539-9797. Ticket texter says, doing a good job, the 24 Tigers story. It opens with an interview with A.J. Hinch 3 months ago.
Doing a good job.
Yes. Doing a good job. If you missed it, we talked to him about that yesterday. Ticket texter says, it's price gouging. The Tigers should be ashamed. No, that's the secondary market.
It's the secondary market, yeah.
That's us as fans being excited and the market reflecting that. The Tigers aren't suddenly jumping prices by 50 to 60 times.
500%.
Let's go to Randy in Chatham. You're on 97.1. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Great show, you guys. I love your show. I listen every morning. I'm a truck driver.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank
we were at the game yesterday. Great. Thank you. We were at the game yesterday. I have a package. I went to 10 games this year, and we went to 2 games outside our package. And these guys I said to my brother yesterday, we're sitting here watching the game, they refuse to lose. They just refuse to lose. They find some way to win. That game yesterday was so exciting. So much fun. It's so much fun at the ballpark. I'm a Tigers fan until death do us part. I'm 69 years old. I love them. I watch them. I listen when I can't watch them. I listen on the radio, and it's so much fun. I'm just so happy. Just best thing ever. I'm having a great summer. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. You know, like people who are like really deep, they talk about like living in the moment, and they talk about the good old days are happening right now. We're gonna reference this for the rest of our life. What's happening right now as sports fans? People are gonna call into sports radio. As long as you're alive.
Yeah, remember the 2024 season?
Hey, don't count a team out. Remember what the Tigers did in 24. And I don't know that we're going to see it happen with any of the other teams in any of the other sports. This is truly special and truly unique. Like even 06, this is different than 06.
Well, it's different because of the 12 rookies. It's selling at the deadline and becoming better. Like that doesn't make any... There's nothing about this season that makes sense. The improbability of where they were at the beginning of August to where they are now at the end of September, it's very improbable. And I don't know, maybe that's the name. Season of improbability.
No, I liked what you said. You said...
Undecided.
Undecided. Because that is the story of this run. As much as Skubal's having a Cy Young season, he pitches one of every fifth day, and the other starters were, undecided. It's Cater Montero, who's a rookie, and then undecided. And they did this, you can say smoke and mirrors, but they did it with group outings, as AJ put it, group efforts. And they did it with, like, Tyler Holton. Tyler Holton's having a hell of a season. He's the face of that bullpen. He's got, like, a 3 WAR. They can use him for 2 innings at a time if they need to. Hell, he may start the game today. Like, that would be my best guess, is he starts the game today. But we don't know. Even tonight, a game where they can clinch the playoffs, it's undecided. AJ knows, but nobody else does.
And it, undecided because it, you don't even know some of these names.
Right. The average Tigers fan, hell, even people who've been to a few games this season are going, who's Hanafy?
Oh, yeah. Who's Hanafy?
Who's Gunther? These real people?
Gunther.
We could have played a game, U.S. Senator or Tigers reliever, or, you know, like a movie actor or Tigers reliever, and I don't think people would be able to guess.
Englert.
Like, I mean, yeah.
At one point,
there was Brian Sammons.
Right. I mean, we had
Walleye and Sammons this year. Could that be the name of the movie?
Yes. It's so ridiculous to think about where, again, I always go back to where was this team the day after the trade deadline and the conversations we were having. It was all about where they could possibly lose 90-plus games. And now they're sitting out. They're not going to win 90 games, but they're going to be finishing, what, 8 games above 500, 9 games above 500, 11 games above 500, 12? I mean, like, it's ridiculous to think that, you know, at 85 wins right now, they could be at 88, should be at 88 by the time this... That's ridiculous.
It doesn't make sense. We have Andy Dirks joining us this morning at 7:35. He's been on TV and radio during this entire run, and he's brought, like, a ton of fun and personality. He was giving away tickets on Twitter yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's doing, like, juggling videos in the press box. He's loose. Everybody's having a good time at the ballpark these days. We'll get Dirk's thoughts at 7:35. The movie ideas, the cast of this movie, the story of this season, like, how do you sum it up? And I think the best part of it is, like, we don't know how it's going to end. Like, this John, this idea of the season really is just kind of getting started in a sense, right? When you get to the playoffs, it's a whole new season. And you tell me who's playing better baseball than these gritty Detroit Tigers.
And it's not only that, but it's just being able to celebrate so much here in Michigan in terms of sports. Like Friday night, I know you're going to the Wings game. We give you a hard time about that, but it's the start of the Wings season, and you could clinch a playoff spot at Comerica tonight. Tomorrow, you could pick any number of college football games to go to, especially if the Tigers clinch tonight. But then on Sunday, why not go down to Comerica? It should already be wrapped up just to simply celebrate this team.
To stand, salute, cheer.
To give the standing ovation. At the end of every concert, right? The artist goes away, and then they come back out for the encore. Sunday should be the encore performance of the regular season for this team, so you could be down there for that. Monday Night Football. And then I don't really expect a whole lot of people to hop in their cars and travel to Baltimore, because it seems like Baltimore is the most likely the outcome. But you could be in Baltimore or Houston. But you get a chance to celebrate every single day sports in the state of Michigan.
So I've thought that the 06 Tigers were kind of a renaissance. Like, for a generation, it like brought stuff back. You could argue this Tigers team is ushering in a citywide renaissance. They're not doing it by themselves, clearly. No. But John, what you just described is a 5-day stretch of sports that this city has not seen in I don't know when, where you could go playoff bound baseball, epic college football fall Saturdays, and more Tigers baseball, standalone Sunday because the Lions don't play, because the universe has set this up so perfectly that Sunday is the Tigers day and Monday is the Lions day, and then it's the Tigers in the playoffs on Tuesday, Wednesday, and hopefully not Thursday because they take care of business. But even dragging all the way a full week from today, where we have big, high level, important sports in this city.
Yeah,
we get nice things, don't we? Hey, I got one
We've
more.
We've been patient long enough.
Teams that matter.
I got one more movie name idea. Seriously. The Venom on Ticket Text. We don't ask for, like, Javi to be included in this. And just so many people go after on Ticket Text. And I know part of this run has been with Javi not there. They did start it when he was still playing. But Man, the Venom. The Venom towards Javi. So where's Harvey?
Where's
That's
Harvey?
The name of them.
Where's
he
Harvey?
Disappeared and they started.
Their record since he's gone, it's like 30-10.
No, he hasn't been gone that entire time.
No.
They're in a 30-11 stretch, but the record is less. He did not leave until
August 23rd was the first game without him. They've played about 30 games.
But this has been going on since August 10th.
Okay, so they're probably like 22-10, something like that. I mean, that's still pretty significant. Yes.
Basically, what they did is they got Sweeney. They threw him down in Toledo, see if he was ready to come up. They let Javi get his game in Chicago out of respect, and then see ya.
More phone calls and ticket texts, but I got to get this one in, John. Who could play A.J. Hinch? How about this new fella on the acting scene? Saw him in an Applebee's commercial the other day. Keep sending him in. It's 97.1. And tell you about getting off the sidelines. A lot going on right now. Get in the game with Moran Chevrolet, where GM employees and immediate family members can lease that 2024 Equinox EV for just $268 per month. That's 0% down. That's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. I mean, $269, 2024 Equinox EV. But if you're looking for something else, that's great because they have shipments arriving daily. They're going to have what you're looking for. Score your best deal, MoranExpress.com, or stop by, test drive in person. They're on Gratiot north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bars. That's a great line from Jason Benetti.
Mm-hmm.
For those that want the odds, 99.1% chance the Tigers make the playoffs. Unbelievable. The Twins' chances are 3.6. They had multiple chances and extras at home to walk it off. Just get the guy in from second. Choke. It's been a story of them, and it's also a story of us because the Tigers have won 9 of 10. The Tigers are winning their way into the playoffs. John, some ticket text, then we'll get back to the phones. 248-539-9797. 24 years old. I was at the game yesterday. When Jay Hen hit the sack fly and Foley got the final K, the stadium was louder than I've ever heard. That was a random weekday afternoon. This is something.
Mm-hmm.
Texter says, I still can't relax. Remember when the Lions had to win one of their next three or four to make the playoffs? It would be so Detroit to lose all three to the worst team in baseball. I don't. My brain can't comprehend that even as a possibility.
But okay.
For Brian Chapman.
Like what would lead you to even reach that conclusion, given what we've watched over the course of the last month and a half?
Haters gonna hate.
I know. But okay, flip side of this.
Go ahead. Thank you. Please. No, flip side.
Flip side. Johnny in West Virginia. Hey, shout out Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Says if the Tigers sweep Chicago, which feels more likely, by the way.
Yep. Check that box.
And the Twins sweep the Orioles. Okay, bit of a long shot here. And the Royals lose one game. That scenario would lead Detroit to host the wild card playoff round.
Wow.
So again, the scenario, Tigers sweep, Twins sweep the O's, Royals lose one. The Tigers would tie Baltimore, have the tiebreaker, and host the first round.
Is that the end game?
Dr. Strange, all the scenarios. This was the one scenario that needs to happen the final weekend for this
time to host.
Oh, man.
I can't even imagine that. We come in Monday and we're getting ready for home games.
I mean, you want to make this weekend even better. Let's just carry the weekend all the way through next week. You got the Tigers, got college football. You got the encore performance on Sunday, Monday night football, leading into hosting playoff baseball on Tuesday. Like, I don't, no words. No words. I wouldn't even know what to do with myself.
Russ in Farmington, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, how does Tiger Cubs of 24 sound for your movie idea? Went to spring training this year and saw 9 games. They went 8-1. And if you know anything about spring training baseball, in the fifth inning, all the regulars head off to the locker room. and the rookie starts coming out, and they won all those games after the fifth inning.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't quit. They believe they're going to win even when they trail. They've been in so many of these close games lately, and there's it's magic. It's special. It's something. Yep. And I don't know why it's happening, and I really don't care at this point. I mean, just enjoy it and embrace it. Let's get to Mark in Gibraltar. You're on 97.1, Mark.
Good morning. Yeah, it's exciting times here in the baseball world.
Yep.
Going to the game Sunday. I went. I saw him beat Boston on Sunday, then Baltimore. Now I'm going to see him take the Sox. I'm hoping that they clinch as soon as possible, and they let Jackson Jobe start Sunday for a couple innings, and we get to see the product.
Yeah, I mean, it would set up well if they wanted to go that route, right? I mean, they don't want him to be a starter, but it'd only be a couple innings. Eventually a starter, but for this run, he's just going to be a bullpen guy. We're trying to knock these quickly. Nolan in Rochester, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. If you don't believe in magic, I think now is the time to definitely start. I was watching the Twins game last night, first time watching a Twins game, actually. Miami had no business winning that game. The Twins had every chance possible to win. They had bases loaded twice in extra innings. Derek Hill, I don't even know how he caught that ball in center field. When do you ever see a pop-up bunt to the first baseman then get doubled up at second base? I mean, everything lined up perfectly for the Miami Marlins. The Twins had so many opportunities, blew every single one. And not to mention, their stadium looked like the Oakland A's stadium of last year. Their fans aren't into it. Detroit wants it way more. I'm going to be at the stadium tonight and tomorrow, so I'm hoping they clinch one of those days. And I think they can go on an insane run in the playoffs here.
I love your odds. And
when you talk about magic, you need it on both sides. Like you needed the Tigers to do what they're doing, to give themselves a chance, but you also needed the Twins and an epic demise.
I was kicking myself yesterday because I had a question I wish I would have asked AJ, and I didn't think of it till afterwards. I wanted to know if he could confirm that they don't have like a voodoo witch doctor in the clubhouse or something, but maybe we can get that from him later. Yep. Let's get to Heather in the news.
You guys, there is some controversy surrounding Shohei Ohtani's 50-50 ball. If you haven't heard about this yet, there's an 18-year-old fan who says he is the rightful owner of that ball, and he has filed a civil lawsuit seeking a temporary injunction to halt the auction, the sale of this ball. It does sound like everything is going to go still on schedule. Today is the opening day of that auction. You can go online and make a bid for this ball if you want to. Of course, we talked about how the starting bid is $500,000.
What's his case?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so this guy says he was there at the game celebrating his 18th birthday, and he was filming the game when that home run happened, right? So he's got it on camera. He says the ball was coming right towards him. He had the ball. He says he got it, but he names two other men in this lawsuit. And he says one of these men, a big, muscular, older man, trapped his arms in between his legs and then wrangled that ball out of his left hand. So he's saying, I caught the ball first, or got the ball, whether he caught it or was able to go grab it. He grabbed the ball first. It was his. And then this older man stole it away from him. So the rightful owner is the teen, is what he is saying.
Can he prove it? Is it on video?
Well, I'm hoping so. Otherwise, how can you, right?
Right.
Like, he's got to have some proof because anybody could say this. Anyone, I mean, if you really wanted to file a lawsuit, you could say, no, that was my ball. I deserve part of this money. So it sounds like the guy's lawyer, this teen's lawyer, says the auction is going to go live today, but he says a judge has scheduled this full hearing for October 10th and that the ball cannot be sold before that date.
I'm watching the film right now of everybody, the mad dash for the ball. And
is it clear?
Well, no, it looks like
indisputable video evidence, John.
Chaos?
I mean, yeah, I think it's going to be a hard case.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. I agree.
His hand is between his legs.
Oh, you can see that?
Oh, yeah. His hand is between his legs, and he has a good grip on...
Don't finish
on
that sentence.
The baseball.
Yep. Yep. You guys, one of the most famous faces on NBC, Hoda Kotb, is leaving the Today Show early next year. Just weeks after celebrating her 60th birthday, she broke down in tears as she announced live on air that she's going to be leaving. She said that turning 60 made her realize that it's time to move on. She has two really young kids at home and realized that, you know what, they deserve a lot more of her time than she's able to give them right now. Obviously a hard choice. She's been with NBC for 26 years. She's been on the Today Show for 17. Very, very long career, but she does want to make sure she can spend as many years as she can with her kids because she adopted them much later in life. So
good for her.
I get it.
Yeah,
it is good for her. She's had a very, very long and good career. So you guys, the Detroit judge who was suspended last month after he cuffed that teen for falling asleep in his courtroom is back on the bench, but he's been reassigned from the criminal division to traffic court. So Judge Kenneth King, he went viral. We all heard about it if you didn't see it. He berated this 15-year-old who'd fallen asleep in his courtroom. He ordered her to change into a jail jumpsuit. He threatened to have her put in jail. And then he had her handcuffed. And this teen was there because she was part of a field trip, right? Like she wasn't actually there in his courtroom for a
hearing.
An actual matter, yeah. Right? It sounds like this Judge King, successfully completed training, and he says he is glad to be back.
That's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, Andy Dirks, TV and radio broadcaster for this run. He's having as much fun as anybody. It's 97.1. On radio, on TV, I heard he said just find a way to get me to the ballpark. He's Andy Dirks. You've been listening to him during this run. Andy, good morning.
What's going on, everybody?
We're doing great. I can tell you're having a lot of fun during this run for the Tigers. What has you most excited when you show up to the ballpark?
Oh, man, there's so many things I can think of. Probably the biggest thing is just you just know that it doesn't always happen, you know? So it's like, why not just enjoy it? Like, just enjoy the snot out of it while we got it in front of us because nothing's promised in the future. And I think I kind of lived through the, you know, my playing career, the playoffs. But when you're playing, you just – it's a little different. You know, it's work. You're working. And this is like – I guess I am working, but I'm just trying to have as much fun watching these guys do their thing as possible.
From someone that has the knowledge that you have, the experience that you had, we're always trying to explain it. And there's nothing that we can find to explain how they've been able to come back and be in position to lock up postseason play. From your perspective, how do you explain it?
Yeah, I think everybody has a choice in anything they do, you know, how you're going to go about your business, what your day is going to look like. And these guys have all just made a choice that we're just going to get better and play as a unit and really compete. I mean, every at bat, every pitch, these guys are just competing their tails off. They're not afraid of anybody, which is hard. That's hard. They're a bunch of rookies and younger guys. Like they don't have a lot of fear. It's there, but they don't let it affect them. And then they just really believe that if they have a lead, that they'll keep it, and if they don't have a lead, they'll get it. And like the odds on some of this stuff are just astronomically terrible, not in their favor. And here they come, right. You know, the fire in the building and they're on the 27th floor and it's like, well, they find a way out every time. It's like watching an old action movie, you know, where the good guy wins. And I'm like, as long as the good guy wins, I'm on it.
Andy, you played in playoff games on playoff teams here in Detroit. Those were very different rosters. You mentioned it, rookies, 12 rookies on this team. In a weird way, has that helped them? Like play so loose?
I think it makes it even more exciting for me personally. Just because everybody loves the underdog. But, yeah, I mean, this is a bunch of guys with not a ton of big league experience, really at all. I think one game when all these guys first came up, I can't remember who we were facing, but he had like 10.5 years service time. And the entire Tigers starting lineup had like 8 years. Or it was like 10 years, 20 days, and the starting pitcher had like 10 years, 231 days. So one player had more service time than the entire Tiger squad, which is what it is. People say, well, they're just young and dumb and don't know any better. I think they do know better. They've been around sports their whole life. They've watched it. They just have a good comfortability factor with one another. They root for one another. There's no drama. Everything in that clubhouse is clicking right now.
Tarik Skubal, we've all been watching, and it's been so much fun to watch, and how consistent he has been the entire season. As a hitter, how much fear does he strike into opposing lineups?
I just think it's a guy you don't want to face. I mean, there's other guys you would rather face, you know. When you know that Skubal's going, he's going to be the best, and he's the best in the world right now at throwing a baseball, and he happens to throw at 98 miles an hour, and he's got a devastating changeup, a good slider, and he'll attack, and then he'll scream at you once he gets everybody out that he's done getting out. It's quite an experience, I'm sure, for these hitters, but nah, he's an animal, man. That dude is on another level right now.
He's intimidating. Andy Dierks is joining us this morning. Played for the Tigers, now part of the coverage, both on radio and TV, chronicling this story. And this story has been awesome. They haven't clinched a playoff spot yet. Could do it tonight. I know the players have to live in the moment, but we start to dream about the postseason. How does this team match up if and when they get there?
I don't think anybody wants to play him. I can tell you that. Not in a three-game series, because you think about, okay, you run out Reese and Skubal and then do an opener and a bolt guy. This team's just proven way too many times that they will win ball games late. They've played in a ton of one-run games. They've come up from behind, I think, in the eighth inning or later, like 13 times. It's just, and these are against, like, back-end leverage arms. The guy, the comeback last night off that lefty's throwing 98. Like, he's a dominant left-handed pitcher in the big leagues. They don't even care. They're like, I don't care. You might as well be Randy Johnson. Doesn't matter to me. We're going to get our hits. So who wants to play that team? No lead secure, and we have the best bullpen in the big leagues right now. It's like, I don't want to play that team.
One of the things I think they've done extremely well, and I'd love to hear your take on it, is base running. Taking the extra base when it's there, being able to get home when it's available, but just the awareness of these players, especially since we talked about 12 rookies. How important has the base running been in this run that they're having?
Their athleticism as a whole has been important, and I think these guys didn't understand when AJ Hinch and Joey Cora said, oh, we're going to run the bases like madmen. They meant it. So they're in Seattle, and the story goes something like this. Guy doesn't go first to third. Next day they have a team meeting. Hey, we don't have as much power as these other teams. We don't have this. We don't have this. But what we do have is young legs. Let's use them. I don't think they said it exactly. That's probably how I would have said it. And from that point forward, it was like, if you get thrown out, we don't care. Like, management's not going to get mad at you if you get thrown out. Go. Press the envelope. Be aggressive. And now what you see is a team that's just become so default aggressive on the bases that it's just the norm. Like the ball and dirt read you saw Riley Green take yesterday. I mean, that's a huge play in the game. And can a guy get thrown out if he's doing that? Yeah. But does the defense have to do everything perfect? Yeah. So let's put a bunch of pressure on the defense and let them start peeing down their leg. That way we can score some runs. And that's kind of the offensive philosophy that's continued to trickle through this entire team. So now when you watch a game, they'll put tremendous pressure on a defense. They'll make the starting pitcher work, and the starting pitcher will be out there sweating, they're just like buckets at times because they're fouling off so many pitches with two strikes. It's just that the nature of this team is just that, like, we don't give up. We compete every single at bat. We compete every pitch. That's a hard team to play against.
Tonight, the White Sox have saved Garrett Crochet. They clearly want to spoil this for the Tigers. The Tigers, of course, could give them their 121st loss in MLB record. The competitor in you, how do you feel about what the White Sox are doing and what's at stake here tonight on both sides?
Oh, I don't know as far as, you know, pitching Crochet, but it's like, I don't think the Tigers care. And I'll tell you this, the White Sox are going to lose at least 121 games, if not 123 games, because the team that they're coming into right now, this ain't somebody that's just going to roll over and die for you, you know, so that way you don't have to make history on the wrong side of it. I think tonight will be a good matchup. It'll be good for the Tigers to face a guy like that again, because they've faced a ton of great pitchers down the stretch here and beat a lot of them. But, you know, those are big-time arms, and when you get the postseason, guess what you see?
Big-time arms. Yep.
That's it, man. Like, you don't go in the postseason and all of a sudden you're like, oh, look, Joey Datto over here from AAA just got called up, and he's got an ADRA in AAA. Let's have some fun today, boys. No, it's like, here's a horse, here's a stud. You got to go out and beat those guys.
The best thing about sports is that whether you're going to a game, you get to suspend reality for 2.5 hours. You don't have to think about a lot of things that are going on in your life. A lot of us have suspended reality because they're doing the improbable. If you look into your crystal ball, how far does this go?
Oh, man. Well, I would say the World Series is that's the answer. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where they're wanting to go. But I think for all of us, what the team is doing right now is they're preparing for one game. And they're doing their best to prepare for that game and go out and play that game. I think as a base, what we should do is mark on our calendar what the next game is, take off work, like work, whatever, you know, tell our bosses, tell our spouses, tell our kids, like, sorry, I can't change your diaper today. The Tigers are on. And go out and just enjoy the moment, because we know as a city, like, you don't get this every single year. So let's just go out, enjoy it, root for our boys, and have some fun in each game. And hopefully it ends up that they get huge rings on their finger and we get to go do a parade. That'd be awesome.
Love the idea of it. Yeah. Andy Dirks, you've been listening to him on the radio. You've been watching him on TV. He's been giving away Tiger tickets on Twitter. I mean, Andy, we love...
I got some more coming up, too. I got some more.
How can people get them?
I got some more to give away. Well, it just depends, because now I'm having people donating tickets for the giveaways, which is kind of cool. You know, people that can't make games or whatever. So it's hopefully it's something that just continues.
So if someone's listening right now going, well, hold on, these are expensive tickets for Friday night. Andy just said he's got some. Follow you on Twitter? I mean, how can they have a chance to win them?
On Twitter, what I'll do is I'll do like a contest, like I did best Jake Rogers quote yesterday. And then, you know, you drop in your quote, and then we go through and we just randomly pick somebody. You know, obviously your quote has to be good. You have to put a little thought into it or use whatever. And then I sent a guy yesterday tickets behind home plate in the parking pass. Another person had three tickets up in 115. A guy pulled his son out of school, which was sweet. I was like, yes, pull your son out of school, get him to the yard. Uh-huh. That kid's going to have the best day of his life. Another guy had his mother. It was like his mother's birthday, who's been a Tigers fan since, like, you know, the Tigers fan from since 1937. I've been a Tigers fan. I listen to every game on the radio. That lady, you know, that you don't want to mess with.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he took her, so that was cool.
Andy, it's been great. We appreciate some of your time this morning. Continue to enjoy the run. We all are.
Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
It's 97.1.
Hey, the NFL season is flying by. It's hard to believe we're in week 4 already, but you still have time to start the season with the big return on FanDuel. It's America's number one sports book. You're going to get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Check out some of the same game parlays. You can pick from some of them that are already there, or you can make your own SGP on this Sunday, or this Monday night matchup. And that's obviously the Lions taking on the Seahawks. Go J-Mo anytime touchdown, because he could do it on the ground or through the air. Montgomery over rushing yards. Goff over passing yards. Maybe throwing a Jahmyr Gibbs total yards. Visit FanDuel.com/Janton to make every moment more this season. And FanDuel is an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And now it's one. After the Twins squandered chance after chance after chance against the Marlins.
You talk about all the magical things that have happened. The inexplicable. A bunt caught and then double up at second.
How about former Tiger Derek Hill making a spectacular catch in center.
I thought I heard that name. Right.
And it would have busted the game open and it would have changed the game. And on the call, and that, Tom, that's what you're about to bring up, I'm sure, Rod Allen.
Yeah.
Because he's doing Marlins stuff.
So I was watching that last night live. That Derek Hill catch was unbelievable. It's crazy how many things out of their control. They can't control this.
No.
That are going their way. Baseball is a sport where you can really add these things up because you play every day. It's just, there has to be something else to this besides them simply competing every day and playing hard.
The unexplainable.
Like, I would love A.J. Hinch to explain the Derek Hill catch.
There's something going on here. It's magic. It's destiny. It's out of their hands, but now it's in their hands. And that's part of this is they just keep winning. They've won 9 of their last 10 games. Yeah. You heard Dickerson's call. He's done such a great job telling the story. And it's the passion of Vierling when he scores the go-ahead run in a comeback effort. It's Foley with not one but two punch-outs in the 9th inning. And how excited and passionate he is. And the fans have taken over. It's a weekday day game yesterday. And the fans are roaring. And everything has just aligned perfectly for this baseball team. And while we've talked about it like every day, I still don't feel like we can even do it justice because this is something I don't think we will ever see again in our life.
Well, it's also, I mean, when you hear Andy Dierks talk about the tickets that he's given away, and he talks about a mom that got the tickets and pulled her two kids out of school. Like, I mean, hell yeah. Right? It's a moment that you get to share with mom or dad or whoever is taking you out of school. It's the greatest day ever as a kid. Oh, I don't have to go to school and I get to go to the ballpark. And it was the call that we got a couple of days ago where, you know, a mom is watching the sports fandom of her kids grow, develop, blossom. And then you and I both shared the story. 84 Tigers, it was for me. All of a sudden, boom, I'm a sports fan. And I'm following along every single day. My dad was writing that there's three boys in our family, writing our name on the sports page. That's who got the paper first and got to keep the page or the sports page for the day.
06 for me, right?
Yeah.
So I was 13. Prior to that, the Tigers weren't anything.
Yeah.
My grandpa would keep, they had these little card stocks from the free press during that run. And I had a drawer full of all these different moments from the Tigers in that 06 run. And it makes you a fan for life. And what's happening right now is there are 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds who are turning into fans for life.
They're turning on, you know, sports station in the morning. They're listening to us. They're looking on their phones the first thing they wake up to see what the Twins did last night. Well, actually looking up what the Twins did last night because he knows we talked about the magic number last night.
Well, my kids went to bed when Marlins were still up 4-0. So, yeah. And then last night, I think me and you both tapped out after the
11th inning, yeah.
Yeah, about 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Finally, I got to sleep.
Yeah.
And the very first thing I did when I went downstairs this morning was look at my phone to see, and I'm like, holy crap, 8-6.
Yeah.
And every one of these teams has...
It's 13 innings.
Every one of these teams has stories. So like 84, they win the whole thing, 35-5, and this young group that had come up together. It's been 40 years. You got another young group that's coming up together. They're going to finish the season, give or take, right around 33-10, something like that. It's crazy what's happening right now with these teams. Like 06 had gum time. This year has Williamsport. Like there are those moments you reflect on. Louis in Oxford, you have one you want to look to. You're on 97.1.
I see you, Andy Dierks. I had to do my Rod Allen impression. Real quick, I want to see if I could parlay my comment into some tickets since Andy Dierks brought that up. If you go back to August 3rd and Jim Leland, he talked about the team in his mini press conference afterwards. He complimented how Hinch was handling the team, and he made a statement, and I quote, he said, "Don't be surprised, you may call me crazy, but these Tigers will make a run in September. And they'll have something to say at the end of it."
You're right. They honored Leland. And it's, again, one of those things was that early August. Yeah, 'cause we were out at Lions training camp. We had Leland on going into that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of those things that just started to click for this baseball team. I remember he looked into the dugout. And he said, he used some colorful language, the bleeping game, win the game.
Yeah.
And this team has done a lot of that. Just keep winning baseball games.
It's just... When it comes down to it, as a fan, it's just been fun.
John, this has been brought to our attention. Do you know the name of the Twins losing pitcher last night, the guy credited with the loss? I have it right here.
No, go ahead. I don't know.
Scott blew it. Destiny.
And he sure did.
Scott blew it. Who did it? Scott blew it. Twins blew it. Tigers can win tonight, secure a playoff spot. Your phone calls, your stories, next, 97.1.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.